Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kylie Camps, owner of The Kind Parenting Company, wife, proud mum of twin boys, and happiness advocate. This podcast is a place for women who want more from life. It's your time to cultivate more self-care, compassion, happiness, love, and confidence. Let's have real conversations to help you feel better, choose better, and live your best life. Welcome to episode number 39. This podcast is a bit of a life update, and it is brought to you by my very own sleepwear range, 2.0, Under the Covers with Kylie Camps and Dish. So this is my second sleepwear collection with Dish, and I'm really, really excited to share with you that this collection will be available to purchase on the 22nd of November. So very, very soon. This range is so feminine. It is so luxurious. It is going to make you feel incredible. You will love slipping into these pieces, and I can't wait to show you each and every piece in the collection. So definitely stay tuned on my socials, which is at Kylie Camps, and also be sure to follow at Dish, which is spelled D-I-S-S-H, and they will be sharing some photos as well. So let's get stuck into episode 39. This episode is really just about a bit of an update on life, I guess, because I wanted to sit down and just cover a couple of topics with you. These are things that I may have spoken about on Instagram stories, but it's nice to have it in the podcast in one place because you can't always get to Instagram stories and they're only there for 24 hours. But the last kind of life update podcast that I shared with you was in regards to moving through a separation. So I wanted to start there. It's now been a little while and I am sitting here with a smile on my face and I'm feeling as though I'm in a really good place and so is Matt, which is a really nice thing to be able to share with you. Matt and I are always, always so united when it comes to parenting and we have so much respect and so much love and care between us still, which is a really beautiful thing. Of course, there are times when it's really tricky, but we're working on it and we're committed to remaining a family even though our marriage is no longer. It's definitely been really tricky navigating this and having so many people speculate and so many people wanting to, feel entitled to know the ins and the outs, but I'm never going to. Well, I should never say never, but it's definitely not my intention nor plan to ever go into personal details of our separation and our decision to end our marriage because it's not just my story to tell and it's real life and it's really important to keep things, certain things, sacred. And I'm really grateful that so many members of our community who follow along have really been respectful of that. I honestly thought when I shared this chapter of my life that there would be so much anger and backlash. And I've been blown away by the support of women that I don't even know. And I guess when I say anger and backlash, what I mean is I understand that people who have followed for years have felt so invested in our lives and they feel sadness and they feel a heavy heart or they might feel, it's hard to speculate what they might feel, but I imagine that there would be some people out there who just feel disappointed and let down or, you know, even angry, I guess. But really, there has been nothing but support, which is so beautiful and so rare. yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but I'm so grateful for it. Of course, there has been the odd inappropriate message or people wanting to, I guess, stir the pot or gossip, add fuel to fire, all of that stuff. And I just have to try and imagine that those people are trying to do that from a good place, but it can certainly be tricky when strangers, when people you've never met are asking you really personal questions with a big sense of entitlement. You know, every day I'll get messages that don't even say like, "Hi Kylie, how are you?" Like it will just be straight for the jugular, you know, or people asking questions like, "How are you splitting up your finances?" And it's like, whoa, these are all things that we're working through personally. Like if I have not publicly shared that information, then it's a pretty safe bet that it's not something I want to talk about. So there has definitely been people who have overstepped the line, but all in all, it's been really, really heartwarming to hear from so many women who, yeah, just offering their thoughts and support. Definitely the trickiest part, the hardest part, the most heartbreaking part of it all is navigating this with children. It's really, really tough. And I have a podcast scheduled with the psychologist that the boys work with, and hopefully she'll be able to share some tips for other families who may be going through the same thing. It's definitely a topic I'm open to discussing because it's one that I myself obviously have been interested in, and I'm such a big believer in when you know better, you do better. So if you have information at your fingertips or that you can listen to in a podcast that's helpful, then I certainly want to be the conduit in providing that for those families who are interested. So stand by for that. We've had to reschedule that a couple of times now, but fingers crossed we'll get it recorded, and I believe it will help so many people. The boys are doing really, really well now. It's been hard. I won't lie. It's been really fucking hard. But as I said, Matt and I are both committed to doing what's right for them, and that's the main thing. So we have gotten to a point now where I feel that the boys are doing really well, and so that makes everything a little bit easier. The split that we have is they spend 5 nights with me and then 3 nights with Matt, and that's purely because of his work roster. If he could have them exactly 50% of the time, he certainly would. He's an amazing dad. But the way that his work roster is, it just means that they're with me in that dynamic, that split, and it's the only way that we can work it. So it is really tricky because of Matt's roster being a rolling roster. No week is the same. Every week moves forward a day, which sucks because there's not that consistency in terms of who's doing the drop-off, who's doing the pick-up, explaining to the kids that they're with mum, you know, Monday to Wednesday, and dad Wednesday to Friday, whatever it is. We can't have that consistency, so it just means that we have to be even more switched on, but we're pretty fluid and flexible, and we work in with each other as best as possible. It's been a really weird, weird thing having time on my own, and for the first, like, 5 months, it's been a case of really wanting to fill that time and keep busy. Although we haven't had this split for all of that time. I've had the kids a bit more. So I haven't had that much time alone. It's kind of more recent, but any time that I have had alone, I have felt like, oh, I need to keep busy. I need to schedule things in and have stuff to do because I just felt weird, felt a bit lost. Felt like my arms have been cut off being at home on my own. And it's only been the last, I would say, 3 weeks that I've really allowed myself to open up more white space. And when I don't have the kids, to not feel every minute and just get comfortable with that feeling of discomfort of not having them with me. And it's not because I'm worried about them or anything like that, because I know they're super safe and they're super loved, but it's just, it's hard. That's going to be the word for the episode, I guess, is it is hard. But yeah, I have found myself allowing more white space just to think and process. And I guess in a similar vein to that, you may have seen on my Instagram stories this past weekend, I went and completed a breathing class, a breathworks class, I think it's called. And that was just life-changing. I really had no idea what to expect, but it was so cathartic. I have said to everyone that I've spoken about this, that breathworks class for me felt like 12 months of therapy in an hour and a half. So definitely it was hard, it was challenging, and there was moments at the start where I thought, I don't want to do this. But I think the beautiful thing with the breathworks class is you're not doing it alone, because you're in a room with other women who are going through their own experiences, but you are alone. So everything that comes up, you have to face. There's nowhere to run. And the facilitator, her name is Nicola Late, I believe. I can tag her on Instagram again just so that you can find her. But she came over to me and she was like helping me breathe through it, but saying to me, this is all you, this is your emotions, because I was really sobbing, you guys. I was so, real ugly cry, like, you know, that deep, deep, painful cry. That was me for about an hour and a half, and it just kept coming to the surface and bubbling out. And so many thoughts came to the surface for me. And when I had the chance to journal afterwards, because when you come out of that, I guess, state of the deep breathing and the breathing work, Nicola encourages you to write some things down. And so I wrote down a couple of points that came to me throughout that process. And it's been so insightful, because whilst I definitely believe I'm someone who feels my feelings and allows myself to feel them, I have to acknowledge the fact that I am 100% a doer. So when I'm feeling something, I like to do something about it. I like to take an action. And that's a quality of mine that I really like. You know, I know, controversial to say you like something about yourself, God forbid, but I do. I'm proud that I rarely sit and wallow on things, but really realizing with this breathworks class that I had so much stuff in me still that I hadn't processed, and just allowing it to come to the surface and feel it and cry it out and write it down, so amazing. And it's not that I have to do anything about it. I just had to realize it was there. For me, feelings of guilt came up. Guilt for the change in the family dynamic. I just felt this overwhelming, heavy guilt just about, you know, how this is going to impact the boys. The fact that no one gets married because they want to split up. It's just hard. Again, hard. I should ban myself from using that word. And just a few other things for me really came up, but it was like being just run over by a bus of trauma, but realizing you're still okay after being hit by it, and that it's part of you and it's okay to allow it to come to the surface and to think about it. And so every day since that breathworks class, I've been able to start my day with some deep breathing and some purposeful, intentional breathing, and then a 10-minute meditation, although I'm sure I will have to flick my 10-minute meditation to the evening once the boys are back with me. That's okay though, or I can just get up a little earlier and do it as well. But a 10-minute meditation and then just journaling, whatever comes to me after the meditation, just sometimes it's a couple of dot points, sometimes it's a whole page worth. And I don't even necessarily feel the need to reread over my journaling notes, but it's just a cathartic, again, process to get it out and write it down and then feel as though I can move on throughout my day with intention. And that is amazing. I feel a massive energy shift. And to go a little deeper even into, I guess, more about life updating is since my surgery, I've really struggled with the bloating and abdominal pains, and I've not felt well. And now I've really put it down to my surgery. But I'm wondering if it's been more of a stress thing, because after the Breathworks class, the next morning I woke up and my stomach was back to pretty close to normal. So I had been carrying so much stress perhaps in my stomach region and so much extra weight as well. And when I say weight, I mean emotional weight. But also I have felt a physical heaviness too. But to add to that, my periods have always been completely dead regular. But since my surgery and, you know, the last couple of months, they've not been. So my period has been 16 days late. I think I had a 46-day cycle or something like that. And I didn't feel any signs of it coming. And so the Breathworks was a Sunday night, and Monday morning I woke up to my period. So it just felt like this massive shift in my body, this release of stress. Now, I've also been really mindful of what I'm eating, which I've spoken about on Instagram stories as well, so I don't want to bore you to tears, but I have had to change the way I'm eating just because of how my body's responding. So in the past, I've eaten very, very high fat, high good fats, and that's how I like to eat. I love avocados. I love peanut butter, olives. I love when your banana gets spots on it, and Mel, who works for me, has explained that that ferments the carbohydrate, which actually isn't great if you're feeling bloated and all of that stuff. So I've increased my protein intake and reduced my good fats just for a little while. Definitely aim to be back to eating how I was before, because that's how I enjoy eating. I like, they're the foods I love. Like, that's my favorite food. So I'm looking forward to reintroducing those, but for a couple of weeks, I'm just going to give my body a bit of a break, and it's definitely responding well. I've also cut out caffeine, so that could be why I am feeling insanely lethargic. You know, come 3 p.m. each day, I'm like, oh, I'm really tired. But it could be something completely different as well, and I'm exploring it with my doctor. I've gone through it. I've had the urine sample, the stool sample, blood tests. I will be having a pelvic ultrasound as well. I have an appointment on Thursday morning with my GP as well, because they called and said they got the blood test results back and they needed me to come in for a non-urgent update. So who knows what that will be, but it's non-urgent, so it can't be too bad. I'm tipping it could be low in iron or maybe high cortisol levels. I'll keep you posted though. You know I will. So that's kind of that side of life updates as well. And in terms of exciting projects, I have some really clear goals for next year, for 2020. I definitely want to come to Sydney and Melbourne for events. We're at the stage now where we're literally about to book those in, which I cannot wait. It's been something that people have requested for years, but I've never wanted to do it. It's never felt right because the boys have been so little and they're my priority. But recently I tested doing a smaller scale event, and I have to be honest with you, hands down, 10 out of 10, my favorite event that we've ever done. It was so impactful, and there was so much ease, just no resistance surrounding it. Often when we have done events in the past, it's a lot of effort, and I'm happy to make that effort. But this event that we just did recently, there was no resistance for me. It was so, so enjoyable. So we're hoping to take that show on the road with Dr. Libby to Sydney and Melbourne at this stage, and fingers crossed some other places as well. I also have some big plans for 2020 in other areas. I have enrolled to study a topic that I am insanely passionate about, and I'm so enjoying the course material. And I think that not having the boys with me a couple of nights a week has been one of the reasons why I wanted to study as well. Just there is that side of wanting to keep busy and learn and grow, and I guess take that opportunity to have that space and that clarity because I've never had that time to do it. So I'm very excited by that. I'm not going to go into the topic in this podcast. I'll wait until I've completed it and I'm willing to share a little more what I want to do with that certification. But next year, very exciting things coming. And yeah, I won't go any further into that. But lastly, the last thing I wanted to share with you is the same thing that I started the podcast with. And that is, I am so bloody excited to launch this next sleepwear collection with you. I wanted to share with you a little bit of the backstory of why this sleep collection is so important to me. It is just a range that resonates with me because I am such a believer in the power of dropping into your feminine energy. Now, when I say feminine energy, I mean who you are at your core. I definitely want to do a podcast episode where I dive deep into the difference between the masculine and the feminine, but just knowing that this range has the power to make women feel really connected to their feminine energy, their essence, is a really great feeling. I am a huge fan in changing your state to shift your energy. And if you listened to my podcast on 10 ways to improve your mood or 10 hacks to lift the mood, you'll know that I spoke about changing your state. Now, so many of us operate from a masculine energy throughout the day because we're in the doing mode. Even as mothers, which really we feel as though, or some of us think that mothering is purely feminine because it's so maternal and it's unique to being a woman, but mothering often pushes us into our masculine energy because we become the taskmasters, we become the doers, we're organizing, we're charging forward rather than being in the feminine, which is more about being than doing. So at the end of the day, I want to help women create that opportunity, that transition from doing, doing, going, going, being the taskmaster to just being who they are. And I believe strongly in the power of a hot shower or a bath, a moisturizer, applying a good moisturizer all over your body. And when I say good, it can be your $2 Sorbeline. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Sure, if you've got the fancy stuff, go for it. I love a moisturizer that feels really rich and smells really beautiful. And just taking a minute to apply it to your body and feeling your skin and just being aware of your body and taking a moment to honor it is really nice. And then slipping into something that makes you feel like a woman is so nice. And you have a right to do that. I know it's tempting to just sleep in old t-shirts or daggy old pajamas or your maternity pajamas from, you know, goodness knows how long ago. I get it. But honestly, when you find yourself wearing pajamas, when you find yourself wearing sleepwear that feels good on your body and you feel confident in, it's such a great way to end the day and shift your energy and feel as though you are honoring your true goddess essence. And you're far more likely to want to go to bed and have romantic interactions if you have a partner. If you're me, you don't have the choice. but when you feel good about yourself, you act well, is I guess the point that I'm getting at. You act differently. And so this sleepwear range is very womanly. It's very feminine. It's sexy. The colors are ink, dusty pink, and white. The ink is a beautiful deep navy. The pink, as I said, is a dusty, it's a really pretty feminine soft shade of pink. And then the white is just classic. My boys are so funny. They always say, "Mum's favorite color is white," because I'm often wearing white and we have a lot of white things in the house. And I do love the white sets. So we have nighties, which are stunning. I will show you over on Instagram. We have chemi sets, and the chemis are going to be your wardrobe staple. You will wear the chemis with jeans tucked into shorts. You're going to love it. I feel as though a silky chemi is like a woman's secret weapon. It is so versatile. You can wear it under a blazer in the cooler months, wear it on its own when it's warmer. And this little sleepwear set, so cute. Little shorts that have slits up the side. The Kemi has a cowl neck, which it just looks so beautiful and feminine. Mel, who works for me, just keeps saying, oh, I love the neckline. And so do I. There's just something special about it. And then we also have the sleep shirts, which are a button-down sleep shirt and little matching shorts too. And the price point for the range is way more affordable than the last range that we did, because the last range we had a smaller quantity of numbers and it was made from linen, so it was more expensive to produce. And we really listened to the feedback. And so when Dish approached me to do this second range, I said, I definitely want to do it, but I want to make it more affordable for the everyday woman. And I really want to make this range more luxe, more sexy. The last range was definitely fresh and light, but this range is just pure woman. I really think you're going to love it. And so that launches really, really soon. As I said at the start of the podcast, we do have limited numbers of stock. So if you like the range, get in quick, because last time it all sold out online very, very quickly. Like the most popular styles went super fast. So this time we have less styles and we based those off the best sellers from last time. And also once I had the samples and I tried everything on, I just said, you know what, let's not overcomplicate it. Let's stick with basics, not basics, but let's stick with essentials, like a core range of just a few items. And yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of this range and I can't wait to share it with you. And I know, like I just know that you're going to have a smile on your face when you slip into it at the end of the day. So that's pretty much all of the life updates from me. Have I got anything else? I'm 8 weeks post breast lift, feeling pretty good. I did a PT session the other day and I jumped for the first time in 8 weeks, did squat jumps, and I did some little half push-ups today on my knees. So I'm definitely starting to feel a bit stronger. So happy with them. My surgeon did an incredible job. And yeah, that's pretty much all from me for now. But I hope you enjoyed this little life update and I appreciate you listening. As always, I would love it if you take a screenshot and post it to your stories. It means the world to me, and tag me so I can pop it on my stories as well. I'll chat with you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.